Acts. Chapter 21. And it came to pass, that after we had left from them and had launched, we came with a straight course to Company O S and the day following to Rhodes, and from there to Patara, and finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went AB ord and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre. Becca, you see, the ship was to unload her cargo, and finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days. Who said to Paul through GH the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem? And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And all be wrought us on our way with wives and children until we were out of the city. And we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our RSE from Tyre, we came to Ptolemy and greeted the brothers and stayed with them one day. And the next day, we who were of Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was on seven, and stayed with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt and hands and feet, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles, Jews." And when we heard these things, both we and Chioze of that place urged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "Why do you weep and break my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, we see aing the will of the Lord be done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. He went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, Anan, old disciple, with whom we And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared in detail the things God had done Jews through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are who believe, and they are all zealous of the law, and they are informed that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it? Therefore, the multitude surely will come together, because they will hear that you have come. Therefore, we say to you to do this, we have four men who have a vow on them. Take them and Pooh, rify yourself with them and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things of W. Hick T. H. I. were informed concerning you are false, but you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. As concerning the Gentiles, non Jews, who believe we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, except only that they keep thems, elves, are, things offered to idols and from blood and from strangled and from fornication. Then Paul took the men and the next day purifying himself with them entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification until T. hat off airing should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews who were of as IA minor, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, men of Israel, he LP, this is T, he man who teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple and has polluted this holy place, because they had seen Trophimus an Ephesian with him earlier in the sit, why whom suppose that Paul had brought into the temple, and all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut, and as they went about to kill him, news came to T, he chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they quit beating Paul. Then the chief captain, Cam, near, and D took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And so, me cried one thing, some another among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty because the tumult, he common dead H M to be carried into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was carried by the soldiers because the violence of the people, because the multitude of the people followed after, crying, away with him. And as Paul was to be led int o the castle, he said to the chief captain, may I speak to you? Who said, can you speak Greek? Are you not the T Egyptian who before these days made an uproar and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men who were murderers? But Pau L said, I am a man who is a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no small city, and I urge you to allow me to speak to the people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with the hand to the people, and W. Hen, there was made a great silence. He spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, saying,